If You Like It, by Kia Rona. Read by Rhea 314. Fandom, Beauty on Ice. Rating general audiences, no archive warnings apply. Pairing, Kotsky Yuri, Viktor Nikiforov. Having worked in a jewelry store for his entire life, and now being the owner of a particularly prestigious one, Viktor recognizes what's happening. Long before the beautiful, if sloppily dressed, man ever enters the shop, Viktor knows. The pacing, the light flush, the way his amber eyes linger on the displays as he passes the storefront again and again, all of them easy signs. He's a man who wants to propose to his significant other, but is incredibly nervous about it. Viktor can hardly blame him. It's a huge step. Still, most potential proposers, as Viktor has dubbed them, only pace outside the shop for a day or two before inevitably dropping in. This man does no such thing. He passes, making eye contact with Viktor only once. Viktor had been fiddling with a piece behind the counter and turned around only to meet those panicked amber eyes. After that incident, it had been a whole week before the man began to circle again. Finally, Viktor has had enough. The next time his potential proposer passes, Viktor opens the shop door with a crystal tinkling. "Excuse me," he says. "I couldn't help but notice you outside. You're welcome to come in." "Oh, no," the other man intones, so devoid of emotion that Viktor fears he's broken him. "Come on," Viktor says cheerfully, sweeping him with flicks of his pale hands. "I insist. I know you're nervous. It's okay. I understand."
"You do?"
The man takes a bolstering breath.
"Of course you do. I'm sure this happens to you all the time."
"Naturally," Viktor soothes. "Nerves are to be expected when you feel this strongly about someone." He settles him down into his comfiest customer chair, a sleek but plush seat in front of a black table that's at a perfect level to rest hands. "I'll come back with tea." Only when there's a warm cup in the man's trembling hands does Viktor lean forward, chin on steepled fingers. "I'm Viktor, by the way."
"Yuri," the other man says miserably.
"I'm guessing you looked me up online, Yuri."
"Is it that obvious that I've..."
"Yes." Yuri's head drops.
"Then you're probably already aware, but every piece in the store is handcrafted by me, and I am also capable of working with you to make a design. All of my pieces are unique, because I think every relationship is stunningly unique."
"I know," Yuri blurts in reply, hands lightly smacking at the table, something heated behind his blue glasses.
"Viktor, I love your work."
That heat, it has something lying dormant in Viktor stirring. It was hard to tell from the distance in the shop window, but Yuri is heartbreakingly beautiful. Even with the way he worries his beanie down over pink ears, his darting gaze, there's something steady and glorious there, right beneath the surface.
"Whoever Yuri is buying a ring for," Viktor thinks distantly, "they're very lucky."
"Thank you. Now, Yuri," he says, leaning forward. Even when he's having confusing inner turmoil, Viktor knows how to work with a customer. "Listen."
"Yes?" Yuri breathes.
"Sometimes I think designing a ring for your beloved helps." Yuri has stopped moving, wooden and wide-eyed. "You build up the courage to propose." Yuri says nothing. Far off, behind him, three young men pass by the glass storefront, one with his phone raised.
"You," he says finally, "you think I'm proposing?"
Viktor tries to be gentle.
"If you're passing by my shop every day without fail and looking at the ring case, you must at least be considering it." Those perfect eyes squeeze shut, considering. Under his breath, Yuri mutters something musical and entirely foreign to Victor's ears. Why don't you tell me a little about how this person makes you feel? Right now, Yuri starts, then finishes, haltingly. Inspired. Inspired and always surprised. Victor beams. Now they're getting somewhere. That's a lovely way to feel about someone. Very flattering. I think if someone you know well keeps surprising you, it means you both are always growing. I love that. We don't, Yuri contradicts abruptly. We don't know each other that well. Now Victor is the one who's surprised. But then, perhaps the wariness makes more sense. The relationship is new, he tries. Yuri barks out a laugh. The relationship is hardly a relationship. Suddenly, the pacing outside his shop makes a lot more sense. So you feel strongly about this person, strongly enough to linger outside a jewelry store, but you're not secure in your relationship. That's perfectly accurate. Victor stares at him, his blurred lines and trembling hands. May I tell you a secret, Yuri? Anything you want to. People say following your heart is foolish, but I think it's the only way you can achieve the things you truly desire. He smiles, leans across to gently tip Yuri's face up with two fingers. The curve of his chin is soft but strong. You don't need to buy anything today, or at all, but promise you'll at least consider it? I will. Yuri agrees. I know I will. 2 days later, Yuri is back. With how hesitant he'd been, Victor is definitely surprised. Then again, Yuri is also determined. Victor chooses not to comment on it. How can I help you? Yuri looks directly at the floor when he says, Can I see you at work? Victor blinks. You want to see me create a piece? A brief nod. Okay. I've had a commission from a young woman just this morning. He'd begun drafting during his meeting with her, but it's hardly complete, just an outline. I normally begin by listening to a description of the person the ring is meant for. In this case, the young woman's girlfriend, who she describes as elegant and energetic. Victor is not sure how much Yuri wants to hear. It makes sense that Yuri wants to see his process, perhaps to know if he's the best man to be creating such an important ring. But Yuri listens, attentive, when Victor leads him into his workshop in the back and hunches over his drafting table. Even when he breaks into a tangent about how he keeps the ring light to encompass their active lifestyles, or the history of amethyst and wedding rings. You can't be interested in this kind of thing, Victor realizes, apologetic. Ah, Yuri waves his hands. No, I am. I should know more about it.
You should know more?
Victor cocks his head.
Is amethyst your stone of choice as well?
Jewelry is, in my family. My family business. Victor scoots closer to him on his drafting bench, drawn.
Oh, maybe I've heard of it.
I don't know. Yuri fusses mildly. My group is small. Anyway, it's currently run by my mother, so it's not technically me. I try to help.
Tell me more about her, Victor insists,
the strange feeling buzzing in his chest again. Tell me more about you. From there, Victor asks, and Yuri gives. And Yuri asks, and Victor gives. It's that simple. By the time Victor walks him from the shop, the buzz in his chest has spread to his hands and the tips of his toes. Bye, Yuri. Yuri smiles, tucks his face into his scarf. Still a little shy. Victor watches him walk away, all subtle grace. It's only when Victor is back at his drafting table, alone, staring at his effort to give another person's love physical form,
but he lets himself remember that Yuri is desperately in love with someone else. Though he doesn't buy a ring, Yuri is Victor's most frequent customer. On his fourth visit, he purchases small, intricate pearl cufflinks set in a dark bed of crystal. On his seventh, a pair of sapphire earrings that are Victor's personal favorite.
"Your beloved is lucky," Victor comments, an understatement, and Yuri clamps the velvet box shut with a gasp. "Do they wear a lot of blue?"
"Eyes," Yuri chokes out.
"You like blue eyes, Yuri."
He shouldn't take satisfaction in it, the idea that he could fit Yuri's type, but Yuri sways in his direction anyway, as though mesmerized.
"Blue is my favorite color," he murmurs.
Victor knows. All these things that he knows about Yuri now. Useless tidbits and precious preferences. Things that have him musing on more questions to ask during his drive home. What to share of his life that might interest Yuri in the slightest. So much of Victor's time. All these heartbeats. He shouldn't.
"Did they like the cufflinks?"
Yuri looks like Victor just dumped water on him, blinking and sputtering his answer as he leans back into his own space.
Those were for me.
"But these," Victor taps the velvet box, "aren't?"
"No," Yuri whispers and grips it in his hands.
"They're for him."
"Tell me how he likes them, then."
Victor smiles, but it doesn't feel real. Strange that a smile once so commonly on his face feels unpracticed now in front of Yuri.
"It could help me know what he'd prefer for a ring."
"Ring," Yuri echoes, breaths measured.
"Promise you will,"
Victor prompts, trying to be playful. He can be playful. Or with Yuri, he's grown to be.
"When I give them to him," Yuri promises. But Yuri comes back an eighth time, a tenth time, a 15th time, and he never mentions the earrings again.
"Tell me about him," Victor urges. "This man you're in love with." Yuri is determinedly tracing a penciled sketch of a ring with his finger. But Victor knows he's heard because his breath catches. Maybe he just needs a little push.
"He has blue eyes," Victor begins. "And what else?"
Yuri is still quiet. Victor feels selfish, desperate.
"He's tall or smaller than you?"
Yuri clears his throat, but his voice still barely comes out of it.
"Tall. Taller than me." "He has long hair? Short?"
Victor doesn't quite understand the deliberate way that Yuri moves, but it's enthralling all the same. A dancer. Yuri has to be a dancer. Only a dancer could cradle Victor's face without touching it like that.
"This long," Yuri says, hand at Victor's chin.
Victor's bangs tickle at his palm. It isn't fair that Yuri can feel their contact, but Victor can't.
"It used to be longer."
"My hair used to be long," Victor remembers. Long ago, long before he met Yuri, he realizes with a pang.
"Yes,"
Yuri says faintly.
"My eyes are blue," Victor says. "I'm tall."
"Yes," Yuri says, resigned, and his gaze sweeps up to meet Victor's own.
"Yes."
"We must look alike," Victor realizes, privately and horribly elated. It's wrong to delight in physically looking similar to someone Yuri could love. All Yuri does is curl into himself, unblooming. He looks like the man that paced outside Victor's shop window for the first time.
"Well, I may not know this mystery man of yours, but it seems we have much in common, and I know that you're delightful, Yuri. So though you may not know each other very well yet, you adore him. In return, I'm sure he'll adore you." You think him a good man, Yuri?
The best.
I am sure he will come to care for you then, Victor says, given proper time. Victor has been given mere weeks, and he's already done for. He doubts anyone stands a chance.
I can wait, Yuri says quite earnestly. Victor, I can wait however long it takes.
That's what Victor was afraid of. By the 16th time, Victor is sick of Yuri's tie, physically ill. Come here, he finally says, gesturing to Yuri over the counter. Yuri looks up from the dog video he'd been about to show. Yuri, Victor says impatiently when he doesn't move. Lean over.
Okay, Yuri breathes.
And that's when Victor is within range of his tie. When Victor rubs the cheap fabric between his fingers, Yuri opens one eye. Victor isn't sure when he closed them.
I know what we're doing on my dinner break, Victor says.
Yuri blanches.
What?
There's a high-end mall near Victor's store, because Victor strategically planned it that way, just like he planned being next to the wedding dress boutique.
What you need, he says, critically holding up a silk tie to Yuri's cheek, is a suit and tie that match you.
My old tie matches me, Yuri insists.
Your old tie?
Victor shouldn't say it. He knows, but Victor has never been anything but blunt. Is ugly and unremarkable. You're quite the opposite. Yuri shuts his mouth, screws his eyes closed, and hovers at Victor's elbow while he tosses through more ties, close enough to sate the entirely inappropriate ache in Victor's chest that's always, always there.
Would you and your boyfriend like a bag? The cashier asks. And all Victor says is,
No, thank you. Where's your nearest trash can? Yuri doesn't comment on it, even when the old tie goes in the garbage, and Victor pushes him to gently sit on the bench outside, looping the new tie around his neck. He looks up from beneath the dark spread of his eyelashes.
This isn't fair, Victor thinks, and smiles, wobbly. Would you go to dinner with me?
Victor slides the knot up, watches his Adam's apple bob. Victor wants to bite the delicious curve where his neck meets his shoulder.
As a thank you for the tie, Yuri, seeing you in a fabric that does you justice is reward enough.
Yuri stands, too abrupt, his nose nearly knocks Victor's, and Victor half stumbles back until Yuri catches his wrist, eyes aflame.
Please, Yuri says.
Victor can't say no. Somehow, Yuri is lovelier, dimly lit beneath the silver chandelier. The high-end mall has high-end restaurants, and Victor had underestimated his heart rate's reaction to sitting in a red velvet booth across from the man he's begun to dream about. Outside of the store, with a glass of wine in him, Yuri seems infinitely more relaxed. He knows food, knows Italian pronunciation, even, when he orders from the waiter. He knows Victor, too. Remembers silly things he'd said weeks ago, inside jokes over sips of wine, and Victor dabbing at his lips with a burgundy napkin. When Victor offers him a taste of his entree, Yuri opens his perfect mouth, waiting. Victor can hardly be blamed for fantasizing.
Right off my fork, Victor whispers into Makachin's fluffy ear that evening. He ordered us dessert, Maka. My favorite kind. A whole one for both of us.
Makachin is ecstatic for him, snuffling closer across the covers and huffing happily in Victor's ear. Squeezing her, Victor falls into easy, elated sleep. She's there the next night, too, when Victor comes home one gilded watch richer.
Is it for you?
Victor questions as he carefully wraps it up. Would it be so wrong to include a little note in the box to thank Yuri for the best dinner of his life?
No, Yuri says, then. It's not. There's lapis lazuli and cobalt around the watch's face, and Victor watches those golden hands tick away. He thinks of blue eyes. All right, Victor says. He doesn't add in the note. Are you busy tonight? Yuri asks. Yes, Victor says, and when work is done and the shop is locked, he goes straight home. What am I doing, Makachin? He whispers into damp curls. What am I doing? Victor knows it's over when he starts designing the ring. He knows. Yuri will eventually ask him to design a ring for the man he loves. Until then, Victor designs one to give to him. I have tickets to the ballet on Saturday, Yuri says, biting his lip once. From Mari. Okay, Victor says. Come with me. On that sparkling evening, he wears Victor's cufflinks and Victor's tie, and they both cry at all the right parts. It's only a matter of time until Kristoff's monthly visits coincide with Yuri's frequent ones. Ah, Yuri, he greets. I have heard so much about you. This is Katsuki Yuri, Victor introduces, in a pathetic effort to save face. He's only discussed Yuri on a lunch date or two or ten. It's not like Kristoff knows everything. My favorite customer. Yuri turns pink. It's probably because Kristoff is unapologetically focused on his rear. Kristoff is an appraiser, Victor offers. He sometimes forgets that while crystals don't mind being stared at, people do. Oh, but your worth is quite high, Kristoff promises and winks. I don't need a microscope to see that. Just like I don't need a microscope to see that you get those eyes from your mother. Victor stuffs down his curiosity, but it manages to come back up anyway. You know Yuri's mother? Of course, Kristoff says. We're both major players in the industry, Victor, and God knows that the Kotskys are one of the few you can trust not to give you blood diamonds. Surely you source from them, too. Victor will have to look back through his accounting books. Yuri, he says slowly, you said your company was a small jeweler. You said I'd probably not heard of it. I've absolutely heard of the Kotsky conglomerate. Who source nearly a third of the world's precious gems? My subdivision specifically is about 10% of the company. Maybe 20? I'm practicing before. Victor has been wondering why Yuri has insisted on always footing his half of the dinner bill, even though Victor clearly has money aplenty to throw around. He has royalty wearing his designs, for God's sake. I can't believe, Victor says, and Yuri flinches, pink lips opening and closing helplessly. I can't believe you've been wearing that suit to high-level business meetings. Yuri, please let me dress you. Have to undress him first, Kristoff adds pragmatically, always the devil's advocate. Okay, Yuri says, even though Victor knows he's only agreeing to let Victor suit shop with him. It still makes him melt. Despite seeing Yuri nearly every day and becoming one of his closer friends, Victor has yet to meet his lover. They don't live together, and it doesn't seem as though they sleep over often. Victor's toothbrush is the only one that sits beside Yuri's, for when they've gotten distracted and talked too late into the night. So when will you confess to me? He finally says, Yuri's besocked feet propped in Victor's lap as they watch their second horror movie of the night. This great love of yours? When will this mystery man come to light? Yuri just stuffs a pillow over his face and doesn't answer. It's nearly Christmas when the inevitable happens, and Victor's worst fear materializes. Yuri's lips are chapped from the winter cold, and this obviously means they have to have their movie night at Victor's apartment, even though it's Yuri's turn, so he can sample Victor's wide selection of lip balms.
"Where's the one with gold flecks?" Yuri asks, only half-joking, Victor is sure.
"This is serious, Yuri," Victor scolds playfully. "Don't be cute about it."
"I can't help it," Yuri sasses back, deadpan. "I'm always adorable."
It's this rare show of confidence that has Victor unconsciously pushing forward to match it, head dipping.
"You are," he agrees. Everything tastes of cherries, suddenly. It's Victor's favorite lip balm flavor, but he hasn't put any on. The buzzing that's always present in Victor has fallen into a soothing hum, and then disappears in cold, quiet realization. A single, fat tear makes its way down Yudi's face. Victor almost reaches to wipe it away, but Yuri reaches up and scrubs hard.
Victor, I'm really sorry.
No, Victor says quickly, I'm sorry.
Ugh, who does that?
Victor's head is spinning, crashing.
I'm sorry, Victor repeats numbly.
After someone kisses them, Yuri continues, babbling senselessly, and then another tear is falling. Please don't take the crying the wrong way. I just, you know how I get? I wasn't expecting it, that's all.
Of course you weren't, Victor hurries to assure him. Victor's the one in the wrong.
Of course not.
It's just been so long, and I've always been the one who... Oh, please don't look at me while I'm doing this.
Victor has to save this. Yudi's tears are falling more freely, face mashed into his hands. A simple kiss, and Victor's ruined the best friendship he's ever had. Driven Yuri to tears. Victor needs to make a gesture to show that he understands this was a mistake.
Yuri, he says, I'll design your ring.
And just like that, the tears dry. Yuri's fingers still caged about his eyes.
You, he breathes.
You mean it?
It's a little early. It's fast. And we just kissed.
That we just kissed doesn't have to matter, Victor desperately promises, even though it means everything to him.
Then, 7 months from when you first started thinking about buying a ring is too early? All it is a design, Yuri.
That gets him a nod.
Let's do it.
Victor needs... He needs reassurance.
We're okay?
He checks, holding his breath. Fresh tears well in Yudi's eyes, and his arms go about Victor's neck, squeezing tight.
We're more than okay, Victor.
The shoulder of his pajamas smells like Victor, and piroshki, and lip balm, and makachin.
Tomorrow, Victor says, you can tell me what you want.
I'll tell you everything, Yuri agrees.
Tell me about him, Victor urges.
Yuri's eyes are sparkling, and Victor feels like a disaster. We're playing this game.
Still?
It's not a game. At least one person isn't having any fun. This is how I make designs. Tell me about him.
You know what he looks like, Yuri says. You know that he surprised me, and he surprises me still. He's always been supportive, and we're passionate about our work. He makes me feel like I can achieve anything, be anyone that I want to be. He has so much faith in me. He sees beauty in me, just like I see in him.
Victor hasn't yet moved his pen. He can't bear to speak. Yuri takes it as a sign to go on. He can be a bit ridiculous, but it's because he embraces life and he cares. We take care of each other. I want to give him all of my love.
Stop, Victor finally croaks. I have the idea. Victor is going to give Katsuki Yuri a ring, and it won't be in the way he wants to.
While you start, Yuri says, I'm going to go get your presents from my car.
Presents?
Victor stands frozen at his drafting table, staring down at the blank sheet of paper. He tries to summon up some inspiration, and finds little. Yuri returns, cheeks a little flushed, arms behind his back.
No peeking, Vitya.
Vitya rattles in Victor's brain, incessant. He told Yuri he could call him that months ago, but he's never done it. It's almost distracting enough that he barely notices when Yuri slips those arms around him and presses his face between Victor's shoulder blades.
Earrings first.
There's a velvet box in his left hand.
You said they were your favorite, and then I had my people make another set which looked like them, but I modified them by setting in another gemstone and some metal lattice work.
Victor opens the velvet box. Two sets of earrings rest on a white cushion. Victor loves his work. He has to love it, to have devoted a lifetime to it. But he and Yuri's designs together.
This, he realizes, is for me.
And this, Yuri prompts, lifting a box in his right hand. And maybe some cufflinks, if you want some I've designed with you in mind. But I thought it was too much for right after the first time we...
Yuri takes very little in stride, including Victor's silence. He ducks under Victor's elbow and turns in his arms to peer at his face, hesitant.
You don't like them. I've gone too far. What the hell was I thinking? We kissed for the first time last night, and I got so emotional afterward that you immediately drove me home. Just because you offered to make me a ring doesn't change that.
That's not what happened, Victor corrects automatically. I kissed you and made you cry, and then tried to make up for it by offering to make an engagement ring for you to use on someone else.
Yuri's jaw drops. Someone else?
The incredulity is satisfying. That's how Victor feels, too.
The man, Victor feels obligated to explain. The man you've been in love with. The one you were nervous about proposing to the first day I brought you inside my shop. The one that made you pace outside a jeweler for several weeks straight. The one...
It was you! Yuri shrieks. I had a huge crush on you. I was trying to build up the courage to come inside and talk to you. Because I admire your work so much.
Victor takes a moment to process.
You knew this.
Yuri half accuses, half pleads.
You and all your teasing about how you perfectly matched the description of the man I wanted, and how if I just waited you thought you'd come to feel the same way, asking when I was going to confess to you. You kissed me.
Yuri, Victor says, horrified. I didn't know. If I had, I would have kissed you months ago. I certainly would have given you the ring by now.
Oh, whoops.
Ring? Yuri is relentless. Victor, what ring?
I have possibly, Victor admits, definitely already designed and created an engagement ring for you.
Yuri slides a hand down his face, but his eyes are dry. We're idiots, he says. Our heads are harder than any diamond.
But our hearts are soft, Victor consoles, pulling the man he loves into his arms. Aren't they?
Yes, Yuri agrees. They are.
I have a ring made for me already, too, Victor beams. Don't I?
Yes, Yuri agrees. You do.
Yuri, Victor sighs happily. I do. Yudi scowls at the travel brochure, something Victor was not expecting today.
You don't understand. Petite is in my wedding party, and that means we'll be hounded by paparazzi the entire time if we don't rent out a private island, okay?
We could pretend there are a few extra wedding photographers.
Do you want the paparazzi at our wedding, Victor?
No.
Victor!
I'm just saying it would be very satisfying if, hypothetically, our wedding is broadcast everywhere, so everyone knows I'm Victor Kotsky Nikiforov.
Everyone should know that anyway, Yudi counters crossly. I haven't stopped talking about it for several months.
On television, on talk shows, on runways, and in the privacy of their own home.
Fine, Victor says. I'm happy with you and my wedding ring saying it for me.
Yudi laughs, warm. I can't wait to put it on your finger.
Can you believe we separately designed ones that look like a matching pair?
I'm surprised, Vitya. Yudi takes his hand, engagement bands rubbing together. But yes, I can believe it. I'll believe anything with you.
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.
And happy ITPE, Arkadyevna. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.